Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at forgetfulness caused by depression. Lebo had just come to faith in Jesus Christ. Her life was full of joy, peace, and purpose. Though she missed her husband even after being deceased for a year, she no longer had the emptiness in her life. That emptiness was replaced by her newfound joy and peace. However, she was concerned about her son. Before Lebo's husband died, their son had been a good student. Now he was struggling in school and had been for the past year since the time of her husband's death. She had expected this, but things were not getting better. She was concerned about her son. She was wondering if her son was depressed. However, he still did well in sports and played with his friends when he had time. Plus, he had always told jokes and even was doing this now. So she wondered what was going on with his schoolwork. Were there other problems? Lebo decided to go to her son's school to talk with the principal and his teachers. Lebo met with her son's teachers. They told her that they believed that he was a good student and had good ability. However, they also thought he was forgetting things and appeared to be easily distracted. This was not characteristic of him. Otherwise, he played well and worked well with his classmates and was not in any trouble of which they were aware. They wondered if it was related to his father's death or another medical problem. The principal and teacher suggested she take him to the pediatrician at the hospital first to see if there was a medical problem causing his forgetfulness. Lebo went with her son and the doctor took the history, examined her son and then took some blood tests, just like when she had recently gone. When they returned several days later to discuss the test results, the doctor told Lebo that her son probably had the same problem she had, that is, depression. Lebo told the doctor that her son was not tired like she was. The doctor told Lebo and her son that depression can affect a person's physical functioning in other ways. Depressed people tend to worry more about their health. They tend to notice various aches and pains and to fear physical illness more than non-depressed persons. The doctor went on to tell Lebo that our thinking also tends to be affected by depression. Some people report that they have much more difficulty making decisions when depressed. Others say that they just can't think clearly and their thinking feels distracted or fuzzy. Finally, some people report that they are more forgetful when depressed. The combination of the symptom of decreased energy and motivation and a symptom of thinking problems can cause the depressed person significant difficulties in school or work. Many times, students will experience a drop in grades when they become depressed. This may be the first symptom that is noticed by the family and friends. The student then feels a sense of failure or pressure to perform better, and these feelings tend to worsen the depression even more. Lebo and her son were amazed. That is just what was happening in school with his grades. The doctor went on to tell Lebo and her son the following about depression. He said that this generally proved true regardless of how old the person was. The doctor told Lebo and her son that depression has a major impact on our perceptions. A depressed person feels that everything is darker and more negative than it really is. They see the worst in every situation and expect the worst when thinking about their future. They perceive that others are being negative about them, even when they are not. They also tend to be much more negative about themselves. They have many self-critical thoughts, and their self-esteem tends to be quite low. The doctor asked LeBeau's son if this is how he felt, and LeBeau's son said he often did. He felt that since he was distracted in his thinking and could not focus well, that his grades dropped and he thought he was not a good student. The doctor assured LeBeau's son that he was a good student and he could overcome his problems. He stated that he should talk with his teachers about ways he could listen better and then work on exercising more, which is one thing he had stopped since his father had died. He used to exercise a lot. LeBeau and her son left the office encouraged. The doctor told them to return in a month if they were not improving. As they left the doctor's office, LeBeau wondered if Jesus Christ could be the solution for her son's depression, as he had been for hers. She had certainly appreciated her doctor's input, but she realized that Jesus Christ had made the main and most important improvement in her life. She started to talk to her son about Jesus Christ. She had read in the Bible about whole families coming to faith in Christ. The Bible said, after the jailer prayed to accept Christ, his family did the same as well. This is found in the book of Acts. She prayed to Jesus to give her the opportunity to share about Jesus with her son. Several days later, her son asked her why she was so much happier. LeBeau was so excited. Here was the opportunity she had waited for. She told him that she had received the person of Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord. LeBeau then told her son that Jesus had given her life, joy, and peace she had never known before. Initially, her son wanted to think she was crazy, but he, at 17 years old, had to admit that her life had dramatically changed. She was happier than he had ever known her to be, even before his father had died. So he was very interested in this. Plus, she was much nicer and patient to him than before. LeBeau told her son that a friend of hers had given her a Bible and shared with her the following verse from the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. She told her son that by receiving Jesus Christ as her Savior, he had given her a new life. She showed him this verse in the Bible. If any person is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. New things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. LeBeau told her son she was a new creation in Jesus Christ, and he had forgiven her of all of the things she had done wrong, and as a result, she had peace with God through Jesus Christ. LeBeau asked her son if he would be interested in meeting her friend and her husband, who had shared with her about Jesus Christ. Her son was interested because he was interested in having the same peace and meaning in life that his mother now had. The next day, LeBeau met with their friends. The husband of LeBeau's friend had studied a lot about depression since his wife had experienced it. He told LeBeau and her son the following. Yes, it is true that depression can be an illness and cause symptoms such as being distracted in your thinking. It is also true that depression can be treated by medicines and counseling. Sometimes, however, depression can be the result of feeling that life has no purpose, feeling that you are unloved, or feeling that you are not of value. Many people are depressed because they have never heard the wonderful news about God's love for them and about Jesus Christ. You see, the Creator of the universe loves each and every person so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, to earth as a human being to die as a sacrifice for us. This man went on to say, "Now, if the God of the entire universe loves each person enough to send his son, and if that son, Jesus, loved us enough willingly to die for us, doesn't that make each of us pretty valuable? If the God of the universe wants a personal relationship with you, doesn't that give your life a purpose? All we have to do is believe. Believe that Jesus is God's Son, and that he died for us, and arose from the grave, and ask God to forgive us of our sins. Then God will forgive our sins, and we will go to heaven after we die. While we live, however, we are to learn more about God and his ways. You see, our relationship with God gives us value and a purpose for our lives. Once we have accepted Jesus, we are told to tell other people about his love for them so that they also can have life, value, and purpose. Once a person understands that Jesus, God's perfect Son, died for them, they cannot help but feel thankful and happy. Once a person has a relationship with God, life takes on a different meaning. Femi wanted to have this relationship, so his life would have a different meaning. He asked how he could have this new life in Jesus Christ. Femi's mother showed him the same verse she had read just before she believed in Jesus Christ as her Savior. Lebo read to Femi this verse: "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Romans 10:9. She explained that if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for all of your sins and wrongdoings, you would not have to be responsible for them, which is what confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord means. And then, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead showed he had triumphed over the ultimate enemy of man by raising Christ from the dead. If you believe and do these things, you will be saved. If you believed this, then God will save you from your sins. Then he will give you a new life now and forevermore. Femi wanted to believe this. Lebo then asked Femi to pray the following prayer after her: "Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I know that I am a sinful person and that I need you to forgive me from my sins. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and I believe that after dying for my sins and being buried, you arose from the dead to show your victory over sin and death. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Thank you. Amen." Femi really believed what he prayed. After he prayed, he, like his mother, had an immediate joy and peace he had not known before in his life. He and his mother and their two friends all hugged, cried, and laughed with joy. After he was hugged by his mother's friends, he realized that he had never been hugged so warmly by anyone. His father, though he loved him, never hugged him so warmly. During the coming days, weeks, and months, Femi's lack of concentration and distraction went away. His grades improved, and his attitude to school improved a lot. His life was filled with a joy only Jesus Christ can give.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org. Or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.